Shell Oil Company presents Ebb and Zeb. We're back again at the Corn Center General Store, ready to sit in with our friends Ebb and Zeb and hear how they attack the problems of their business. And speaking of business, it's the business of the Shell Oil Company to know your gasoline needs. If your motor car is to function properly, your gasoline must provide three energies: quick energy for acceleration, power energy for continuous pull without strain, and anti-knock energy. Shell 3-Energy gasoline does just that, is made entirely of those essential energies. This new fuel is efficient, as new and exciting as freewheeling, and economical. The real economy of perfect fuel doing a better job. Shell 3-Energy is on sale now at all Shell stations. Your gasoline worries will disappear with the first tank full. And now come with us to the general store. You'll remember that Ebb and Zeb decided their failing business could be revived if they could devise some plan to influence motorists to stop. They tried several plans and all failed. Then a high-powered representative of the Longshot Oil Company suggested that the solution was a gasoline pump to dispense Longshot gasoline. The salesman left a contract about which Ebb was somewhat skeptical, never having heard of Longshot gasoline. But Zeb finally persuaded Ebb to sign the contract, and the pump is now being installed. We enter the store tonight to find Ebb giving the contract a final scrutiny.
Dad, burn it. I'll be switched if I can make head or tails out of this darn contract.
Oh, well, quit messing around with it. What difference does it make what it says? We've already signed it, and they're putting the pump in.
Yeah, but before we send it to the Longshot Oil Company, I'd sort of like to know just what we'd signed. You know, just as a matter of business.
Well, give me it, and I'll tell you what it says. Land of Goshen, I never seen anybody so darn persnickety. Now, what do you want to know?
Well, what's that there line mean?
Now, let's see. It says here, "And we further agree to abide by the provisions."
Oh, what do we got to buy provisions for? I thought we was going to sell Longshot gasoline.
We are. But when people stop to buy gas, we're going to sell them provisions too, ain't we? That's the whole idea of putting in the gas pump, to stop the traffic.
Oh, yes. Well, go on.
Now, wait a minute. You made me lose my place.
Well, turn your glasses around.
Never mind. I got them now. Yes. Oh, yes. By the provisions to be in force on May 13th, 1932, and which for 1 year thereafter...
What? What does it say about 1 year?
Says for 1 year thereafter.
Yeah, but what are they after for a year?
Well, I'm coming to that. Keep your trap shut. For 1 year thereafter... Can't quite make out this here next word.
Well, spell it.
APPLIES.
What's that?
That darn cold. I got a frog in my throat. Let me see. APPLIES.
Oh, that's apples. Apples.
Oh, yes. Well, for 1 year thereafter, apples...
You mean the people who stop for gas are after apples?
Well, that's what it says.
We better order a couple of more barrels of apples, then, so as we'll be ready for them. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, for 1 year thereafter, apples, the same as in form number A192, before...
Before what?
Before nothing, just before.
Well, if it's before, it's got to be before something.
Oh, Dad Dingy, that's the number. A192 before.
A192 before, huh?
Yes.
And what's the number now?
Oh, that is the number now. Listen, it's letter A, 192, letter B...
What's A?
I said letter B.
Well, I ain't touching it, am I?
I'm telling you that B is a letter. B.
Oh, there's two B's.
No, there's only one. One B.
Oh, all right. Go on.
Same as form number A192B4, there two attached.
How's that?
I said there two.
Well, just a second ago you said there's only one.
Well, there is only one. Only one B.
Oh, all right.
When you asked me what I just said, I told you there, too.
Oh, you're crazy. First you say there's one, and then you say there's two.
Well, I ain't crazy. I ain't crazy. And I didn't say there, too. I said there, too, attached.
Oh, there are two bees attached to the one bee.
Oh, there ain't no such thing. There's only one.
See? There you go again. You're plumb crazy.
I ain't crazy. You take that back or I'll knock you for a loop. That's what I'll do.
I'd like to see you do it. I'd like to see you do it.
Oh, you would you? Well, then just watch out. Here I'm coming.
Wait a minute. Here comes somebody. Look across the street.
I don't see no one.
Just crossing the street. I don't know how you can miss her. Look, the way she's dressed. She looks like a circus parade or something.
Well, look at them clothes, will you? Enough to make a horse run away. Wonder who she is. Must be some new gal in town, eh?
Yes, I reckon, Why, Dad, darn it. That's old man Schmulzheimer's daughter.
Oh, you mean Hortense Schulzenheimer, don't you?
Yes, that's a name.
Oh, you must be losing your mind. Her pa wouldn't let her dress like that. And besides, she's away somewhere to school.
Well, she must have come back then, because that's Hortense.
By cracky, you're right, it is.
Of all the dead darn get-ups I ever see.
Keep still, she's coming in here. Keep still.
Good morning.
Well, Brother John Brown. Howdy, Hortense. How be you anyway? Glad to see you back. You remember Eb here, don't you?
Yes. How do you do?
Well, you just back from school?
Yes, but I'm in Corn Center only for a brief interval.
Going back, huh?
No, I haven't yet decided just what I shall do. Either go into motion pictures or get married.
Get married? Well, you don't tell me. Who are you going to marry? Somebody here in Corn Center?
Oh, don't be absurd. Do you think I should be interested in any of these Corn Center bumpkins?
Well, they're pretty darn good in a pie.
I didn't say pumpkins. I said bumpkins. Rubes, if you prefer.
Say, looky here. There's some mighty nice young fellas around Corn Center, and don't you forget it.
Oh, I dare say they're respectable enough. But who wants to marry a yokel and settle down on a farm for the rest of one's life?
Oh, farming ain't so bad for a feller.
No, especially if he has a wife to drudge for him. Why, I've seen a farmer sitting out in the front of his house reading a paper while his wife was in the back lot milking a cow. Now why? Why wasn't his wife at the front?
Because there ain't no milk at that end.
I'll tell you why. Because the men around here still consider woman a chattel, a slave. They're not much further advanced than the natives of Africa who buy a wife for $5. Think of it. $5.
Well, maybe in Africa a wife is worth $5.
Oh, don't try to be facetious. You know what I mean. We moderns don't believe that simply because a girl marries, she must give up her rights or become inferior in any respect. She's always equal. Par.
Well, she might be equal, but she can't be par, whether she's modern or not.
You'd better read some of the modern writers and find out what the new thoughts are.
We don't need no new thoughts.
No. We use the old ones over again.
Yeah.
I'll wager neither of you have ever read Shaw.
Nope. Can't say that I have.
Nor Ibsen?
Nope.
Nor Havelock Ellis? Nor Bertrand Russell?
No. Never even heard tell of them.
No, sir.
Well, then, what have you read?
I read Hairs on the Back of My Neck.
Oh, what's the use of trying to hold an intelligent conversation with morons? I'll say this much, though. That when I marry, I shall marry a millionaire.
A millionaire? Well, you don't say. What millionaire?
I haven't decided as yet. And what's more, the man I go to as a bride will be a man who will never quarrel with me, who will never interfere with anything I want to do, and a man whom I can trust absolutely. That's the kind of husband I'll have.
When you have a husband like that, you won't be no bride. You'll be a widder.
Say, did you want something, Hortense? Or did you just come in to talk? See, we're pretty darn busy today. We're having a gas pump put in.
Oh, and I suppose it's much more desirable to attend to a gas pump than it is to me.
Well, yes, in a way it is. You can shut a gas pump off.
Indeed. And just what does your reference to putting in the pump infer?
You mean, what are we putting the pump in for? So as we can get the traffic to stop in front of the store.
I mean, oh, what's the use?
Say, did you say you wanted to buy something or not?
Yes, I want to buy something. You don't imagine I'd come in here simply to talk to you, do you? I want some dog biscuits.
You want me to wrap them up, or will you eat them here?
Oh, my heavens. I'm not going to eat them myself. I want them for my dog.
What kind of dog you got, Hortense?
A Spitz.
What kind of dog you say he is?
He's Spitz.
How's that?
I say he's Spitz.
I don't give a darn about his habits. I want to know what kind of a dog he is.
He's a white dog, about that long and about this high. What difference does it make?
Don't make no difference. We ain't got no dog biscuits, no how.
I might have expected that in a ghastly town like this. Why didn't I stay in Hollywood?
My gosh, you've been in Hollywood?
Yes, and what's more, I'm going back. I'm going into the movies.
Yeah? What makes you think you're going to get into the movies?
Because I have influential friends, for one reason. Why, I've got one of the biggest stars in Hollywood eating right out of my hands.
Who, Rin Tin Tin?
No, not Rin Tin Tin. I mean a human star. And for another reason, I have real histrionic ability. Everyone says so. I had the leading role in our school play, The Last of the Mohicans.
What did you do? Take the part of Mohicans?
Not Mohicans. Mohicans. I played an Indian princess.
Ain't possible.
And real dramatic critics said it was the finest performance they had ever seen. They said I reached heights never before attained on the stage. Especially in that scene where my Indian sweetheart sets off in his canoe into the setting sun. And as the shadows deepen, I stand on the shore, gazing after him with tear-dimmed eyes and crying, "Goodbye, goodbye, my lover, goodbye, goodbye."
Well, so long. Come in again sometime.
Oh, you, I'll never come into this town again. Never, as long as I live.
Remember, that's a promise. Hollywood. I reckon that's where she got them clothes.
Yes. You know, it's sort of too bad we didn't see her before we ordered this gas pump put in.
How do you mean?
Well, with that outfit she's wearing, she ought to be able to stop traffic anywhere.
Well, I'd vote for the boys. They seem to have the edge in that round. Evidently, Hortense didn't study repartee in that finishing school. Apparently, acting snooty is the one thing she can do well. And so it is with many gasolines. Gasolines made to do one thing well aren't hard to find. Your car may not knock. It may only sputter when you're starting. Or it may start quickly and then lag when you need power. Don't blame these shortcomings on your car. What you need is a combination gasoline. And until now, you couldn't get it. Shell 3-Energy gasoline is the answer. In the language of the football field, 3-Energy is triple-threat fuel, made of the three essential energies, quick energy, power energy, and the highest anti-knock rating of any non-premium fuel on the market. And nothing has been sacrificed. Shell 3-Energy is complete. Give your car a chance to perform. Get a tank full of Shell 3-Energy.